Nobody womps like a wompom womps when a wompom wants to womp. It'll start with a skip and a curl of the lip, and he lets out a yip as he does a backflip, and he's swaying each hip as though on board a ship. Then he starts to let rip, and you think he will trip, or that both legs will slip, or at least lose his grip. Yet before you can blink, he has given a wink, and he's turned a bright pink, and your brain starts to shrink while you need a cool drink, and you cannot but think how he's right on the brink, yet he's keeping in sync like a skate on the rink. Then he gives you a glare as he leaps in the air, and you stop and you stare, holding onto your hair, and you reach for a chair as you offer a prayer, and you try not to swear, for it's too much to bear, as it's all you can do to resist turning blue, yet you haven't a clue just what you're going through. But it feels like the flu, and I'll wager that you would feel just the same too, for you sit in a daze, searching for the right phrase for the wompom's wild gaze and his madcap displays. Though you hope it's a phase that will end in 2 days, you are starting to fear, it's becoming quite clear, he won't stop for a year, and he won't volunteer or let you disappear. Though you feel you could weep, you just can't fall asleep, even though you count sheep, till he's leapt every leap and he's bounced every bounce, or he's pounced every pounce, when he starts to announce, as your ears both go pop, that he's going to stop. And he does. Just like that. Oh. Nobody womps like a wompom womps when a wompom wants to womp. Though the wompom's around, he's not making a sound. And although you don't buy it, rather than all the riot, it is suddenly quiet. And you breathe out and sigh as you straighten your tie, that you cannot deny that your heart's asking why. Would it really be bad, or be really so sad? You might even feel glad, and some fun might be had, if the wompom went mad and again made a noise, just like one of those boys who dislikes or destroys every one of his toys, and quite frankly enjoys doing what most annoys. Oh, the changes he'd ring, and surprises he'd spring, when he started to swing from the fixtures and sing with a ring-a-ding-ding all his songs, while he'd fling at you any old thing. And you think it's a dream, and you stifle a scream, as the wompom's eyes gleam with the wickedest scheme. It's a scheme so extreme that you see his ears steam, and his face starts to beam like the cat with the cream. And you have to agree that your heart's full of glee, as the wompom you see start to lift up a knee, and with hey diddle dee, he begins on his spree. And before you can flee, even count up to three, he has scattered debris, and he's jumped off the floor, broken windows galore, run right through your front door, and let out such a roar that it makes your head sore. But you smile and cry more, for you simply adore what the beast's got in store. Because what is life for? It would be such a bore if a wompom couldn't womp like a wompom womps when the wompom starts to womp. For nobody womps like a wompom womps and a wompom wants to womp.